Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of my new book in a trilogy entitled A New Life Awaits: Spirit Guided Insights to Support Global Awakening, which shares a look at 2020 and modern day challenges to realize we are not having merely an economic, political, societal challenge, but a spiritual disconnect from our true being or soul, wisdom, and universal source. Today I am delighted to welcome Dr. Carter Stout, author of Lost in Ghost Town, as he shows us that having everything in the material sense did not stop his descent into addiction and the darker side of existence. Hello, Dr. Stout, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me today.
Yes, Carter. As listeners of Healing From Within are well aware, my guests and I share intimate stories and insights, trying to understand the challenges of our dual energetic presence, our energy and our physical life, exploring the values and needs of our soul or heart energy that ultimately lead us to know that we are indeed spiritual beings having a physical life, and that by self-investigation and self-mastery of our emotions, we really can create a healthy, productive, joyful life experience. But as we know, there are many missteps along the way to achieving success in any or all areas of our life. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Dr. Carter Stout, a Los Angeles-based psychologist and therapist to many of the Hollywood community, will share how his life morphed from self-absorbed rich kid to junkie when he tried crack cocaine for the first time. Most people don't know that people who have a genetic predisposition to drugs or alcohol or other addictive habits only just need one time for the switch to be turned on and addiction to begin, which may have been the case in Dr. Stout's experience. Carter, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember a person, a place. I get the most amazing, insightful answers. A person, a place, or event that may have signaled to you or to others the course of your future plans and what values were at that time and now most important to you. So think back. You
Well, that's a great
tell
question.
a you
You know
tell a
what?
lot in your story, but what do you
I do.
remember?
Well, when I was growing up in Washington, D.C., I really had was the product of an absence of parental guidance, and my mother and father really weren't very present in my life, but I did have a nanny, and I was really brought up by her essentially in a lot of ways and loved her dearly, and her name was Lily. And she and I, when I was a young boy, used to sit in the kitchen and she would tell me stories about her ancestors and about her growing up down in the South. And I was just fascinated and mesmerized by her. And she really gave me a lot of love and a sense of belonging that I didn't get from my own parents. And I can say definitively that I think in my childhood, she was the person that had the greatest impact on me. And her sense of family and her sense of kindness and her willingness to share her stories with me was really instrumental in my belief that at a point in my life, those are the things that I wanted to have too. I wanted to have a closeness and I wanted to have an intimacy with a family and she so there were many years in between my childhood and when I actually found that place where I could feel as though I was being loved again and I loved myself. But I always knew from those moments in childhood that it was possible. And so when I finally got sober and I started to rebuild my life, I knew that my hope was, at least, that I was going to find love and that I was going to find family and have children. And because that was really the thing that, as a child, I envisioned would bring me happiness.
Well, you know, sometimes when we don't have what we want as a child in a family, in relationships with our siblings or with our parents, we know what to create in the future. We know what we don't want. So therefore, we can move towards what we want. But you had a very interesting family. You had a brother. Craig was his name, wasn't it?
Yes, I had an older brother.
He wanted you to run away with him at one point. He also was the one who started you with drinking and other stuff.
Yeah, he
told you your parents didn't really care. But you know what? Of course your parents cared. They loved you. But they were limited by their own emotional and physical challenges, as I believe every family is a bit dysfunctional. You know, we pick our fat. I believe nothing is random, and Lily was there for a reason. And you picked your family so that you could have the experiences you needed to develop the soul energy and refine yourself and become the healer that you were, and the intuitive that you already were in later on as you went through all these experiences. So let's go on to, I just want to mention that when I was saying before, the predisposition to drink and be high is sometimes genetically and environmentally in a person's psyche. Mark Trider is a former guest on my show. He's an attorney who wrote a book, Alcohol, Drugs, and You, describing his own problems with alcoholism. And he believes it's an inherited tendency, and that first drink or cigarette or drug can lead some people on a long road of addiction because the switch is turned on. It can run in families.
Yeah.
And I have seen this over the course of my healing work as a Reiki intuitive healer and in interviewing over 700 people worldwide. So I just wanted our audience to know, if sometimes we can tell our children, you know, maybe it's better you don't take that first drink because grandpa had a problem with drinking and it might be in your genetic code and we don't want you to have a problem. And then there's other people who can do it and they don't have a problem, you know. So
I think that's right in theory, you know. I think it's right in theory, but I think for a child growing up in the 70s, as I was, there were drugs and alcohol around. My parents drank.
It's still all around.
Yeah, no, I know, but it was. I think, at least in my experience, the parenting styles of my mother and father were very loose, and I wasn't really supervised.